Dennis O'Reilly's joining us. Now, 30 years ago or thereabouts, Joe Walsh was in Aotearoa and he was doing some work with herbs and ended up on the maunga that is so loved down in Dennis's hood. And it had a profound impact on Joe Walsh, and Dennis is here to talk about him returning to that maunga, o tātara. Thank you for joining us, tuakana. Kia ora anō, Dennis.
Kia ora e ho.
This is a good story, man. So, look, you can take the stage for, and call it all about it, please, because Joe had an epiphany on the maunga. He's coming back.
Yeah, he was playing with Herbs in 1989 and came to Waiohiki Marae, and he was pretty shattered, really. I mean, once he got a guitar in his hand, he was fantastic. But the rest of the time, he looked like crap. And I don't know, Dilworth and the boys were otherwise engaged, as it were, and I took him up to Ōtātara, up to the sort of pass site, and as I sort of was going out, Hugh Tariha, the late Hugh Tariha, sort of pressed a little mātou in my hand. And so I talked to Joe about, we were up on Turofa's, old house, in front of his old house at on the Aotea there, and you could look right out over the Tamatoa of Maui, and I was explaining to Joe about all this stuff. And he had some sort of spiritual something happened, and this mātou became like a talisman to him. And when he got back to the States, he went to AA, and he started his long journey to recovery. And in fact, when he was last in Auckland, when we were out at Pitasharpu's Marae, it was 21. He was 21 years dry. At that point. So each time he comes back to Aotearoa, he comes for a bit of a pilgrimage, and he opens his heart and he talks to people about recovery. We did the Sinners Tour, I think, in 2004, where he played at Parliament and again at Hwani Waititi and at Ōtātara. And he, you know, just keeps on opening his heart, clear with the truth, and just saying that, look, if you've got a problem with alcohol and other substances, face up to it, ask for help, and life can be good. And so this is a celebration of life. He also helped us out immediately after Cyclone Gabrielle. He sent some bucks over to our arts village to help out. So this is a chance. He's 76 and I'm 70 something or other, and this is, probably the last time, he's going to be out here. So we're going to try and put on a good show.
Yeah, it's a great story too, and well, look, we know the power of Māori and being in very spiritual places, without going into that too much detail, because Joe can tell his own story.
He says that Māori saved his life. He just keeps on repeating that. He says, and that's on that Herbs tour, 500 mihi mihi whakatau or pōheri or whatever, and there's, people may not recognise the metaphysical, you know what I mean, and what goes on at that's the modi, the ihi, the wehi, and so there's a language there, and perhaps it's through music, perhaps it's through just cultural practice and the consistency of that from one place to another, but he has this huge love for Māori people and for Aotearoa.
What's planned? So is he coming to Tamaki or doing any gigs? Is he teaming up with Dilworth and the boys at all? What's planned?
I, I've got to catch up with Huey Lynn over that, but he sure as hell will go to Charlie Tumahai's grave, and I'm sure we'll get the locals on board there. And then they're doing a, he's had one heck of a, you know, he's in Paris at the moment. So him and his adopted son Christian and his good lady. So this is a sort of a bit of a break, and so they're going to go to a couple of places around Aotearoa, going down to Queenstown as well, and then back here to the Bay, and they're spending 4 days here, and we'll take them up to the Cape Sanctuary. He just loves it out up there, and we'll get out at night with some kiwi, and we'll be out at Waitpuka at Ocean Beach, and just laying back. I hope to take him. Jacob Scott is doing a new form of carving at Pāwhakaurau at our arts village. And so all of those sorts of things, just human experiences. I ran into a lady at the shop the other day, and her and her hubby had been going up to watch the last show, and he had a heart attack. So I'm going to get Joe to meet her, because he's a human being.
What album with Herbs did Joe Walsh play on?
Oh, well, Joe did that 1989 tour, and they did a number of those songs on Homegrown. And hopefully we're probably going to team up with the EIT Music School, and you can, I'm trying to talk them into doing E Papa and Homegrown with the students. Let's see what we can construct. But the important thing is, you know, every Sunday, Aruna Mason takes a crew up the hill of people who have recovered from particularly methamphetamine, but other substances, and they do their little karakia and that little hikoi up the maunga, and just to keep that modi alive.
Good on you, Dennis. Well, when he arrives, obviously, we can meet up. Dilworth's a cousin. I love Dilworth, and we need to see if we can have a chat with Joe. His story is inspirational to many, and it's great to have him coming back. And obviously, he needs a sidekick and a wingman, and he's got just what's needed in you, Dennis O'Reilly.
Kia ora, Dale.
Thanks very much. Good talking to you again, Dennis. Thank you. Here's a bit more of Joe Walsh to take us to the news. This time, oh, there it is. Down. We all grew up with